Congress has no authority over Major League Baseball, but that hasn't stopped them from holding dozens of hearings on the national pastime over the years. Federal legislators have relished the opportunity to show off their populist appeal in front of national TV cameras by talking inside baseball jargon.
An awful lot of my constituents would like to see Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Acting as moral scolds.
Baseball is going to be priced out of the fans' market.
And generally probing in places they don't belong.
Mr. Clemens, do you recall any bleeding through your pants in 2001?
To celebrate this year's opening day, Reason TV presents the top five pointless congressional hearings on baseball. In 2005, Rafael Palmeiro gave a finger wag for the ages.
Let me start by telling you this. I have never used steroids, period.
Palmeiro would fail a performance-enhancing drug test a few months later, but Congressman Davis was there to ensure the public that Congress was making baseball's records its business.
You as a baseball fan, do you think after this episode that he should be qualified for the Hall of Fame?
Well, in the legislation that's introduced by Senator McCain and Senator Bunning, the preamble for that says that those records should go by the wayside.
In 2000, noted free market conservative George Will tried to convince Congress that socialism was the only way to save the Montreal Expos.
The federal government, instead of being alarmed by Microsoft, would be alarmed by them breaking up the Expos. This sounds, I know, to some people like socialism.
That would be a shock.
Well, Rick Levin exclaimed one day in our deliberations as I was applying compassionate conservatism to the small market teams of Major League Baseball that he was going back to Yale to say that he was to the right of me on this issue.
In 2001, Governor Jesse Ventura was a rare voice of reason, expressing skepticism that billionaire team owners were hemorrhaging money and needed public funds to build them new stadiums.
I'd just like to ask, when they talk about losing all this money, do they not deduct it off their taxes if it's a loss? If they're doing that, they're truly then not losing the money that they claim to be losing.
In most cases, the companies, the individual does not do that. But I guess, Governor, I'd have to say to you, if you want to have a tax loss and lose $50 or $60 million, I think there are better ways to create a tax loss than having a $60 million loss. I don't think anybody...
That's why I have a hard time believing it, Mr. Selig, that they're losing that kind of money and still paying the salaries they're paying. It's asinine. These people did not get the wealth they have being stupid.
Is there some combination of private-public financing of a stadium or any other remedy you could tell us?
When we take public money and we build a public library with public money, you don't have to pay to get in it. And yet here we pay public money and we build a stadium and then they charge the very public who built it to get in it.
In 2008, Roger Clemens faced off with his former trainer, Brian McNamee, over the latter's accusation that he provided the former Cy Young Award winner with performance-enhancing drugs for years.
Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
Congressman Davis ensured the public interest was being served.
You testified in your deposition that Mr. Clemens, on one occasion, bled through his designer pants, and that's when you bought Band-Aids. So he always traveled now with those little Band-Aids for his butt if he bled, and that's your quote. Mr. Clemens, do you recall any bleeding through your pants in 2001?
I don't.
But no congressional hearing on baseball can top the overwrought histrionics of 1995 session regarding the ongoing players' strike.
There's no joy here in Washington as we resume these hearings, just a sense of loss, of lost opportunities, lost innocence, lost stature for a game that once symbolized America like no other.
Senator Joe Biden made bizarre and conflicting threats.
I thought when I was chairman of this committee, and I think now, that we should have hearings on all sports. I'm angry that we're even here having to deal with this as a Congress. It's not something we should be doing, but I think we should look at all sports here. One of the things I thought about doing is maybe, which would please a lot of people, giving up this job and starting a national organization to boycott baseball when you do come back.
Senator Alan Simpson longed for the days when baseball players had no rights to choose their employer or negotiate their salaries.
Baseball was a great game when players made an awful lot less. If one has to have millions to induce one to stay in this game, then baseball is better off without them. And we are told that there's nothing Congress should do about it.
Simpson also expressed his frustration that Bud Selig, owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, had been serving as acting commissioner for more than 2 years.
I don't know how many times, by so many, I've been assured that the appointment of a commissioner was, quote, just around the corner. Where are we now? No commissioner, no baseball.
Understand that as soon as we have a labor agreement, there will be a strong and independent commissioner.
I'm concerned whether or not baseball is going to be priced out of the fans' market.
Obviously, we share your concern about ticket prices. I just want to cover that very quickly. In the last 25
years... Well, also, your hot dog prices, your popcorn prices, no. Everything else, the whole prices of everything else is going to be... We got the danger pricing out of the whole...
I'm angry that we're even here, having to deal with this as a Congress.